This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 19th. Less than a week away from Christmas, and we are here with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Andy Hart, joined by a rarity, Eric Scalavino, E-Scal.
Is everything okay with Paul? Have we checked on him
lately? I tried checking in. Paul Perillo is indeed, anyone who follows PFW in progress, getting a recheck on his issues that he may have had at his last physical, six-month recheck. Hopefully all will go well there so we can get Paul back next Friday. But E-Scal joining us, Mr. Negativino himself.
Hey, come on now.
That's what they call you. You won't be negative in this, though. It's a roster report, so we'll keep it simple. You might be negative on the first thing. Patriots made some moves on December 17th. Rookie defensive lineman Dominic Easley, a.k.a. the first-round pick, a.k.a. the man with the torn ACL in his final season at Georgia, Florida, went on injured reserve. He had played in 11 games this year, two starts, had missed time both to a knee issue, which, to be clear, we're not sure whether it's related or unrelated to the ACL or ACLs, either of the ACLs of his history. But he started 2 of 11 games, 9 total tackles, a sack, an interception. The depth on the defensive line has actually increased in recent weeks with Silver Salinga coming off short-term IR. Alan Branch, Chris Jones, Vince Wilfork. You got a nice little rotation there. So it's not as if they are without bodies there, but Eric, certainly a disappointing end to a disappointing season.
Yeah, in some ways you can say it was disappointing because your first-round pick didn't really contribute. But you could also look at the other side of the coin and say, well, the fact that he's coming off such a serious injury and contributed at all
as a rookie
and made progress significantly, as Bill Belichick said earlier this week, you can kind of say, well, okay, maybe it's a wash. But I just kind of look at it like, yes, he was on the roster and active on some game days, but he didn't really contribute even in the games that he played in.
Minimally.
And when he was on the field, he didn't really do anything that led me to say, wow, that guy's a first-round pick, you know? So I think he's still – and I give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt that he was dealing with such a serious injury and – the only reason I was a little bit disappointed in the way he performed on the field when he was out there was because it was a full year removed from the surgery, or at least from when he sustained the injury. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a number of players come back in less than a calendar year's time and be able to perform at a fairly high level. So I was hoping that with a guy like him who – you're not expecting him to run a 40-yard dash all the time. He just has to be healthy enough to battle in the trenches a little bit and maybe chase down a runner from time to time. But I thought I would get more out of him than the Patriots did. And so in that respect, yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed in how it turned out. But he got some good experience this year, so it's not a complete waste.
Good experience, good reps. He now has a good 7 months to get ready for the next step, which is training camp next year. Doesn't have to worry about week to week, more long-term rehab, recuperation, improvement, whatever it may be. And as I said, the Patriots defensive line has played well of late, got Chandler Jones back in the pass rush, has depth at defensive tackle, and the run defense is now a top 10 run defense. So, you know, even though you probably would have liked to have gotten more out of your first round pick on the defensive line, you've been okay with what you got out of him.
Yeah, and I was really encouraged by Silva Salinga's return and the fact that, and you mentioned the fact that Alan Branch has been playing more and contributing more, and Chandler Jones came back. And now I think you have the defensive line that I kind of was expecting throughout this year.
Except for Armanar.
Well, but I mean, yeah. But I mean, you add a guy like Alan Branch who we didn't see coming.
Correct.
And I think you have a nice little rotation there, and they're peaking now at just the right time as you head into the stretch run of the regular season and get ready for the playoffs.
To fill the open roster spot, Patriots signed a familiar name, Steve Maneri, the tight end, veteran tight end, who his first tour of duty in New England. He was a tackle on the practice squad, returned this August as a tight end. We remember him in the preseason action where Brady threw to him and it led to a pick six going the other direction. Little lack of communication. 6 foot seven, 280 pounder. As I said, former tackle. He's a blocker. You know, we've seen the role of that extra tackle slash blocking tight end with Nate Solder, Marcus Cannon, Cameron Fleming in recent weeks. Last week, they went with Solder in that role, forcing Cannon to play tackle. Mm-hmm. Whether this is just simply a depth move, as Belichick sort of posed it, saying if he had practice squad eligibility, he would have been on the practice squad. Or if there's a value in this moving forward, we'll see. But he's an experienced veteran. I think 23 games, 10 starts in time with Kansas City and the Bears. Not going to catch the ball. Six catches for 52 yards.
Yeah, he's in there to block.
A big old dude on the
end. He's in there to block.
Big guy on the end of the line of scrimmage.
And I think, you know, with Cameron Fleming, who I think would probably be the preferred choice as the tackle eligible, he's not completely there yet. He's been practicing, but he's not completely there yet. Maybe they feel like, you know, we don't want to have to move our starting left tackle to the eligible position and not only put him in a spot where it's not the best place for him, but also now he has to sit out at least a couple of plays right after that, and you don't want to take him off the field. So I think this Maneri move might be part of that equation.
Tuesday also brought a move on the practice squad. The team had lost Casey Walker to the Baltimore Ravens. They signed him to his active roster, much like the Patriots did when they acquired him from the Panthers. And to fill that void on the practice squad, New England signed rookie quarterback Garrett Gilbert, a former sixth-round pick of the St. Louis Rams, had been on the Rams practice squad. Out of Southern Methodist, also known as SMU, 6'4", 221-pounder. School record for completions, 355, and second in career passing, 3,500 yards, 21 touchdowns as a senior. Obviously a developmental type player. This is essentially a futures contract. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that could be around for the next year, and who knows where that goes and whether he's the third man next summer.
And also maybe at the end of the year now, maybe the quarterbacks have, you know, the two quarterbacks on the roster have probably thrown a lot of passes in practice. Maybe this helps keep their arms a little bit fresher as we head into the stretch run and the early playoff run.
Or maybe he'll be, you know, if a couple of injuries hit, he'll start the Super Bowl. We'll look at the injury report now.
Mr. Negativity over here.
Patriots getting ready to head on down to New York City, or New Jersey, as Fred likes to say.
By the way, just follow up on that point. That would not be good luck for the Patriots if that were to happen, for obvious reasons, but also because he is the son of former NFL quarterback Gail Gilbert, who is the only man in NFL history who has appeared in five straight Super Bowls, and he lost them all.
Ah, so he's got loser bloodlines. Don't want him in the Super Bowl for beyond just
the
obvious
reasons. He
was a
backup quarterback, too. He didn't have anything to do with it, really.
Well, he lost.
His teams did.
Didn't get his team ready.
His teams did.
Didn't get his team ready. injury report, Patriots, Jets, Sunday afternoon.
A lot of questionables.
Jersey, MetLife, a lot of questionables. A dozen Patriots questionable
for this
game. They're
all going to play, I think.
Yes, in which New England could clinch a playoff bye. Not necessarily the number one seed, but just a bye one or two seed. And among the questionables, Danny Aiken, finger. Kyle Arrington, hamstring. LeGarrette Blount, shoulder. Dan Conley with a knee, which was once an ankle early in the week, is the knee later
in
the
neck.
Week. And a neck last week at the game. So Dan Conley a little banged up. Julian Edelman, not just the thigh, but the concussion that came as of Wednesday's injury report, sometime between Sunday's game and Wednesday's injury report. Mm. He was limited all week, questionable. Cameron Fleming, as we talked about, ankle, limited, questionable. Dante Hightower, shoulder. Chandler Jones, hip. Brandon LaFell, shoulder. Those are all the injuries those guys have been dealing with. Rob Ninkovich has had the heel, limited, questionable for the last couple weeks. Shane Vereen and Chris White, both ankles. Ankle kept White inactive, actually, last week, the last couple weeks. And then finally, Thomas John Brady, ankle, full participation. He is probable. Any comment on the injuries for the Patriots, Eric?
Yes. A little note that Edelman with the concussion, I think he is a guy that is a reliable talker in the locker room during the week of a game. One of the days he'll get at his locker and he'll entertain questions. Didn't do that this week. And we saw him out there at practice every day. But I wonder just how much he's dealing with, you know, the post-concussion effects if he chose not to speak, not even to make himself even seen during the locker room period, which is just a little bit noteworthy because he is a guy who is so normally so available.
I would say certainly of the questionable list, he's one of the guys to keep an eye on 90 minutes before game time, which is obviously during the Patriots pregame social
right.
on Patriots.com. Jets perspective, some big names on the list, some other names I've never heard of, so we'll skip over those. Muhammad Wilkerson, limited in practice all week. He is questionable. He has missed the last month with a toe injury, a turf toe type injury. Some other notable names, Nick Folk, the kicker. Full participation, probable, but has a hip injury. Percy Harvin actually missed practice on Wednesday, limited the rest of the week with an ankle. He is probable. Chris Johnson, knee, full participation, probable. Calvin Pryor, Nick Mangold, full participation, probable. But Chris Johnson, Percy Harvin, a couple guys just to keep an eye on. Obviously, Harvin wasn't a part of the Jets for the first matchup, and Chris Johnson has come on a little bit since the first matchup, had a big game a couple weeks ago, 100-yard game. So just some of those injuries to keep an eye on. Obviously, the big one, Muhammad Wilkerson, that front is the strength of the Jets team, and he makes that front even better.
I'm curious with some of those guys who are probable, particularly Harvin, who actually missed
right.
a practice, whether or not something early in the game, sometimes a player who's been dealing with an injury during the week takes a hit or two, aggravates whatever he was dealing with, doesn't take part in the rest of the game. We've seen that plenty of times. So that's what I'm going to kind of be looking for with any of these guys who are listed as probable but are actually dealing with something
so
significant.
Quickly to recap, Dominic Easley went to injured reserve. Casey Walker went to the Baltimore Ravens. Steve Mannieri is back on the 53-man roster. And Garrett Gilbert, who Eric tells me has a long line of losing Super Bowls in his family, is on the practice squad. And the Jets are getting ready to host the Patriots in arguably the last game of the Rex Ryan border war rivalry.
We didn't talk much about this game this week.
We did not. That's because it's not going to be much of a game. Patriots are going to roll into the Meadowlands and roll out of the Meadowlands with a big victory and a bye in their back pocket.
Be a nice Christmas gift. Early Christmas
ho,
gift.
Ho, 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 indeed.
Especially if the Bengals can take care of business on Monday night. Monday night.
Monday night, indeed. And then it could be number one seed for Christmas. Until Christmas, or actually the day after Christmas, we will be
Boxing
back
day.
Next Friday on Boxing Day, where I will punch out Eric Scalavino with another Patriots.com roster report podcast.
I'm going to HR.
And hopefully Paul Perillo is alive and healthy and well and back to join us then. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas and peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots roster report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.